You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This is Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions. I almost said colossal.
Uh-huh.
And where we, whatever.
We pick
movies.
We pick movies
that you might be interested in.
Or might not have seen, or might not know about, or that flew under the radar. I guess I'm going to go first this week, since you went first last week, and we've gone completely out of order, but who's paying attention? Another film from 1979, a year that I'm currently obsessed with, that I want to talk about, is a film involving three tortured geniuses. The film is called Being There.
Oh, yes.
It's not exactly an obscure movie, but it was made, like I said, in the 70s. It's based on a novel by a guy named Jerzy Kosinski, who was a fascinating character,
yes.
Who was a Holocaust survivor. He wound up committing suicide. I know that'll set you up for a bit. he died at 57. He was a fascinating guy. Look him up.
He also wrote, and that was made into a movie with William Hickey. Or Bill Hickey.
Which one? He wrote The Painted Bird, Pinball.
What was it where the lead character's like an astronaut or something?
We'll have to get our crack research team on that one.
But
interesting man who came to a sad end. And this movie is based on his book. It's a satire, a political satire of sorts, about, how would you describe this plot? It's about a simpleton who is mistaken for a sage. He's a gardener who's been living in a mansion, who's been living a protected life, and has been sheltered away as a recluse.
And just watching TV connection.
Yeah, and I mean, that's where the satire comes in. I mean, it's a political satire. It works on many levels. Part of it is a satire of television culture, of people who, uninformed people who only get their knowledge from pop culture, like us.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful, a smart movie directed by Trouble Genius number two, the great Hal Ashby.
Oh, yes.
And if you don't know about Hal Ashby, Google him. Another guy who died young at 59, burned out from drug use, directed many, many great American films. The Landlord, Shampoo, Bound for Glory, The Last Detail.
Wow.
A little obscure picture called Harold and Maude. A terrific, I'm sure I'm leaving one or two out. A terrific director. The third torture genius, of course, is Peter Sellers.
Oh, yeah.
Who died the youngest age of all three of them at 55. It's his last great role. He made, sadly, it was not the film that he went out on. He went out on the fiendish plot of Fu Manchu.
Oh, yeah.
A year later.
And I think that was also an embarrassment. Wasn't Sid Caesar in that?
I think he was.
Yeah, a sad end to two geniuses.
Yeah, I think he was. Being There was a departure for Sellers. I mean, it was not a broad comic role, not a...
Well, Peter Sellers said, and you could see it in the performance, mm-hmm. that he based a lot of it on Stan Laurel.
That's right. That's right. I'd forgotten that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
So what the hell do I need you for? Once again, I say, please, dear God, get me a new co-host. He doesn't know shit. Get me a new co-host.
He won a slew of awards for this. National Board of Review, London Critics Circle, New York Film Critics Circle. He won a Golden Globe. He was not an actor who was really considered a serious dramatic actor.
No.
He was considered a comedian who dressed up and put on prosthetics and did, and known for the Panther films. mostly to American audiences.
Prosthetics are what you wear when you don't want to get the girl pregnant.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And Shirley MacLaine's in it. Melvin Douglas is in it. Richard Dysart, who just passed away.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and this is the most important thing that you'll will tell our audience. Melvin Douglas was a Jew.
Really?
And Peter Sellers was a Jew.
That is correct.
Yes.
That is correct.
Yes.
See, that much I knew.
Peter Sellers and Melvin Douglas were Jews. Now, Melvin Douglas played an anti-Semitic, He was anti-Semitic in the movie. He played an anti-Semite in I Never Sang for My Father.
Sure, with Gene Hackman.
Yes.
Right, that's right.
Yes,
that's right.
But he was a Jew.
We talked about that. And the last member of the cast I'll mention is your old co-star from Problem Child, Jack Warden.
Oh, well, he was great.
Plays the U.S. president.
He was terrific. He was Jewish and Irish.
But not an anti-Semite.
Not an anti-Semite, to the best part of those famous Jewish anti-Semites. Ben Gurion.
Really?
Really hated the Jews.
Kidding. You know that. That is a scoop. So I don't want to say too much about
Netanyahu. If you talk to him off camera, he goes, man, those Jews. Boy, they get on my nerves. He hates the Jews.
You sure you're not thinking of Kurt Waldheim? So I don't want to say too much about being there because it's really a surprise film.
Simon Wiesenthal.
Really?
Hated the Jews.
No shit. Are you going to use that as a segue?
Oh, yes.
Anyway, being there, 1979, Peter Sellers, a wonderful film. He lost the best actor to Dustin Hoffman for Kramer versus Kramer, which made me sad at the time. But it's a terrific film. It's a sweet film, one of Ashby's best. It might be Ashby's last great film. Check it out.
And I remember Jerzy Kosinski, well, he did that one with William Hickey,
which was a television movie. I remember William Hickey, I think, of Pritzi's Honor.
Yeah, and I worked with him on Wings.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And he also did a movie a famous book of his where the lead character is Billy Pilgrim, and he's a guy who travels back and forth in time.
You're talking about the Vonnegut story?
Yeah. Oh, this is the Vonnegut story.
The Billy Pilgrim.
I should go fuck myself.
That's okay.
Let me go fuck myself. That's the Vonnegut story.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll go fuck myself.
That's okay. Why don't you tell us?
I'm going to, what? Oh, okay.
What's your movie?
Since we're talking about Jews, and I can never go like one episode without talking about films with Nazis.
Right. Those are the uber motifs of this podcast. Giant celebrity schlongs and Nazis.
Yes. So this is an odd film. Some people didn't like it. But I was fascinated, especially because it was made, like, I think in 1940, when America wasn't going to go into World War II. And this was called The Mortal Storm.
Mm-hmm.
And it starred Jimmy Stewart.
Mm-hmm. I know this one.
And it's about the Hitler coming into power. And also in it is, Frank Morgan, best known as
sure.
The Wizard of Oz.
Sure.
And Robert Stack and Robert Young.
A young Robert Stack.
Young Robert Stack and a young Robert Young, who would later be Marcus Welby.
And Father Knows Best.
Yes.
Right, right.
And it deals with the whole what's happening and how Hitler's coming to power. Frank Morgan is described in the film as a non-Aryan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they don't want to say Jew back then.
And Frank Morgan, an Irishman.
Yes,
Irish. And so Irish.
He's
the Wizard of Oz, folks, for those of you that don't.
See, because Milo O'Shea wasn't available. And Barnard Hughes was out of town.
Barry Fitzgerald wanted too much money. It's hilarious. And so he plays a non-Aryan.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's how it's described in the film.
Yeah.
And they have to, Jimmy Stewart and, what's the actress playing his wife?
Give me a hint. What was she in?
I forget her name. Okay. I've gone senile.
We'll get our crack theme. The Mortal Storm.
Was it Maureen O'Hara, Maureen O'Sullivan?
Another Jew.
Yeah.
Maureen O'Sullivan.
Yes.
The Mortal Storm.
Yes.
I haven't seen it in many, many years, and I probably didn't see it all the way through.
Margaret Sullivan.
Right.
It's a pretty fascinating film.
The Mortal Storm.
Yes.
Okay.
And it shows that both of them, but Robert Young is the one who decides to follow the teachings of Hitler and his back and forth. I found it really interesting, especially because it was pre-World War II.
And what is Stewart's character?
Stewart, he's the lead,
uh-huh.
And he and Margaret Sullivan are trying to escape to Austria because I guess back then Austria,
sure,
the Nazis weren't in or something. And that one I recommend.
I'd like to keep a running total of how many Nazi films you've endorsed.
Oh, I've got more. I've got more.
So this week, Being There, directed by Hal Ashby, with the great Peter Sellers and The Mortal Storm.
Yes.
Anything else? When I hear that title, I think of Morty Storm, old comic.
Oh, yeah. You want to hear a sad story? Now, I heard. Do we have time for a story? Okay.
Ahead. Quick.
I heard someone told me that they brought in Morty Storm.
Yeah.
Is this
a Letterman story?
Yes.
Tell it.
That, and they wanted to come up with a character much like Larry Bud Melman, a recurring character that they call the worst comic in the world, worst comedian in the world. And he would every now and then go, ladies and gentlemen, worst comedian in the world.
Right.
He'd come out,
right,
say a bunch of dumb jokes and go off stage. And they asked Morty Storm about
this story.
And he jumped up and said, fuck you. You want the worst comedian in the world? Get Freddie Roman. maybe we can't use that.
Okay.
Because Freddie Roman is listening. So we were talking about Morty Storm.
We'll cut it off before you got to the story.
That was the version of the Mortal Storm that Jerry Lewis starred in. Hi, it's the Morty Storm! Island! Hi! Oh, it's the Morty Storm with the person with the thing!
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore. Because it's here. And it's funny. And I love you.
A few days ago, Brooke Tudine posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.